Senate rejects resolution to block further military action against Iran. The U.S. Senate on April 15 voted against advancing a resolution to halt further U.S. military operations against Iran. Senators voted 52-47 against advancing the bill. The legislation, sponsored by Senator Tammy Duckworth, came as a privileged motion under the 1973 War Powers Resolution, which was designed to constrain a president's ability to prosecute military action without congressional approval. A privileged motion is given the highest priority in the Senate over other matters and allows an immediate debate and vote on the floor. Duckworth's resolution specifically calls for the removal of U.S. forces from hostilities within or against the Islamic Republic of Iran that have not been authorized by Congress. Democrats brought the resolution to a vote a week after President Donald Trump approved a two-week ceasefire to pursue further negotiations with the Iranian regime. Washington and Tehran concluded a round of talks over the weekend, without reaching an agreement on Iran's nuclear pursuits, raising the potential for renewed fighting in the near future. Since then, Trump has ordered U.S. forces to enact a blockade of Iranian ports. Speaking with reporters on April 13, Senator Chris Coons raised concern that the current U.S. blockade of Iran could fuel further hostilities, including with other nations like China. "I don't think our Navy is prepared, and I don't think our country is prepared, to begin interdicting Chinese ships and ships of all nations as they go in and out," Coons said. Senator Richard Blumenthal similarly raised concerns about a U.S. blockade of Iran leading to further conflict. "So far as we've heard, they haven't had to stop any ships, but that will be the inflection point," Blumenthal said. Several Republicans have shown a preference to wait for the Iran conflict to play out a little longer. Under the 1973 War Powers Resolution, a president has 60 days to conclude relevant U.S. military actions in a conflict lacking congressional authorization. After that 60-day mark, a president may seek an additional 30 days to carry out military actions if they certify to Congress that such action serves an unavoidable military necessity. The Wednesday vote came 47 days after U.S. forces, working in conjunction with Israeli forces, commenced attacks on Iran. Asked on April 13 if he'd support a War Powers Resolution, Senator Tom Tillis said, "Not this week, but we've got to start answering questions." Tillis went on to say the 60-day mark is his target timeframe for Congress to weigh in more forcefully. Senator Josh Hawley, likewise, indicated he intends to give the Trump administration the statutorily defined 60 days to bring the Iran conflict to a conclusion, and would consider the 30-day extension. Hawley expressed a desire to see a clear exit strategy, particularly as the conflict has caused disruptions to global fuel and fertilizer markets, spiking prices. "I do think it's time to think about how this comes to a conclusion," Hawley told reporters this week. In an interview with the New York Post published on April 14, Trump indicated talks with Iran could resume this week.